Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Sister Joanna Green and here with Brother Clint Green with the Macedonian Call around the globe. And Rachel's going to be with us, giving us a song and reading her scripture. And today we'd like to say we thank God for this way of being able to minister on air, on whether it be FaceTime live streaming, or whether it be on Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. So by telephone, they're listening across the world, and also they're listening across the world by Facebook Live. Praise God. So we want you to call in and be part of the broadcast, and you can do that by calling in at 1-516-590-0365. And this is episode number 174, and the subject title is "The Gates of Hell Shall Not Prevail Against It." Praise God. And many of you that studied the Bible know exactly what that means, and we are living in that time. You know, I was thinking a while ago as we were trying to get ready for the broadcast how we are living in an unprecedented time. And, you know, governors, the government has been saying this, the unprecedented time. And I looked up that word unprecedented. It means has never happened before, never known to happen before. So what we're going through at this wide measure of time with COVID-19, we have never seen a time like this before. And I'm sorry if the Facebook, if the Wi-Fi is going in and out. It seemed like tonight we're having trouble with setting up, but that's okay. We're going to get through this. The devil would like to hinder and stop any of us that try to get the word out. So we're coming to you out of the book of Matthew 16 in King James Version Bible. Praise the Lord. And we want to start out with prayer. Praise God.
Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. We ask you, God, to move, Father, and help your people out there, Lord Jesus. Minister your grace and help us tonight, Lord. We need your thoughts.
Thank you, Lord.
We need your help, Lord. We pray your strengthening power, Father, to your people. Lord, reach out and touch them, Lord, that are unsaved, and bring them in. Help them to respond to the call of the gospel. Help them, Lord, receive Christ as a personal Savior.
Jesus.
Meet the needs, raise a standard against the wiles and works of the devil, Lord, against this attack of the enemy, God, that's fighting people across around the world and across the country. Lord, we bind and rebuke this affliction, Lord, that's come against us. Father, raise a standard, O Lord, up against it in the name of Jesus. God, we give you thanks. And we just ask you bless all the listeners, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. We want to send our condolences out to Brother Larry Henson, the Henson family. We've all heard last night he went on home to be with the Lord, and you know, he's walking and singing on the streets of gold right now, and now we've got to make it. And but just pray for the family. So we have a lot of prayer requests. Normally we jump right into scripture and we get started immediately with the preaching and talking about the word. And so I want to start out today by turning in a prayer request. And we've prayed over them every week that they come in. We've been felt to use the Facebook this way, turning in prayer requests, about 8 years ago. And thank the Lord. I had never seen anyone do that before. Again, our Wi-Fi is going in and out because Jody keeps going in front of it. It's breaking the connection, I believe. So 8 years ago, we started turning in prayer requests, or asking people to turn their prayer request in and praying over all the prayers, the requests coming in. So I want to start out, they are very important to us, and they're very important to God. Nothing is too hard for God. So Lynette Turner says to pray for her brother-in-law, his healing. He needs a kidney. He needs a miracle. His name is Darren. Let me pull this closer so I can see it. Sister Sarah Littrell said special need. Sister Patricia Spencer, she says prayers for her brother. His doctor is wanting to put him on dialysis and on a kidney transplant list. Sherry Snowden says, pray for her dad, Wayne Rader, is having heart surgery in the morning. And a dear friend, Debbie Suggs, is having a triple bypass as well. Sandra Marshall says, pray for her parents. Stephanie Dawn says she has an unspoken request. Kay Napier says, pray for our country and for this virus to go away. Michael Folan says, pray for his ministry, an unspoken request. Terry Pilot says, pray for our country. Aunt Billy, an unspoken. Mindy Baker says, pray for her. She goes to have hand surgery tomorrow. Ron Witherby says, for God to touch Darren in a mighty way. I pray for a miracle, he says, in Jesus' name. Charlotte Spencer says prayers for unemployment checks to come in. Elaine Knight says special prayer for her son. He needs a miracle. Crystal Bryant says, I need a physical healing in my body. Brenda Colvin says pray for her sister, has cancer. Her potassium is low. Nauseous and in the hospital and needs salvation. Linda Renner says, pray for this virus to be gone and people realize God did it after it's gone, that God did it, that government, nobody can say they did it and take the glory, that God did it. I understand that, Sister Lawson, absolutely. Brother David says, for the COVID virus to evaporate forever and the death stop. Also, exhausted essential workers, including himself. Kimberly Turner says that they need God to lead and guide her husband and his company on a huge business decision. God can give him favor and bring the people who is supposed to be involved into the plan. He has Sean, that's her husband's name, in his will and gives him the words to say. God has a plan. Amen, sis. Sister Darlene Brashear says, pray for Blake Brown. That's her grandson, she says. Holly Grubb said, my son-in-law, James, will be going on a liver transplant. There's another one. So Sister Holly says, pray for James, her son-in-law, that he'll be going on a liver transplant soon. Shane Roth, says, pray for him. Gloria Six says, pray for Patricia Spencer. She said she's praying for Patricia Spencer. She's agreeing in prayer. All of y'all agree in prayer over all these prayer requests. Teresa King says, pray for her grandson. Also, Jacqueline Sands says, unspoken request. Betty Malone says, pray for her shoulder that it's hurting. She's supposed to have surgery in May. Deborah Walton says she has an unspoken request. David Cates says unspoken request. Cheryl Ritchie wants prayer for her son, Abel, for his kidneys. Donna Million says please pray for our family. And also, let's see, Daisy Clapper, she says pray for family, church family, the Victory Tabernacle, and to get rid of this virus. Tracy Buck says unspoken request. Angela Willis says she's in the hospital. Her sugar was 1,106. That's horrible. So we need to pray that they get it down. She said tested positive for rhinovirus. They're waiting on the results for the COVID-19. And let's see, Diane Bueller says, pray our nation in the COVID battle and our health care providers. Tanya Green says, pray for her son, Brock. James Reeder says, pray for Tim. Deborah Haney says, prayers for the COVID patients. Kelly McClanahan says, please pray for her daughter's health. Bad gallbladder needs surgery. Pray that surgeries open up soon. She's in pain and has been for 3 weeks now, and pray that God helps her with paying their bills. Amen. She said her daughter's name is Marissa. She's 17 years old, and she's in a lot of pain. Sharman Evans says, please, God bless this world. Amen. So, a lot of prayers. We take the prayer requests very seriously, and we thank you all for having the confidence in us to pray. A lot of people say they'll pray, and I don't know who prays and who doesn't pray, and neither do you, but it's between you and God. If you put out prayer requests and you say you'll pray, that's exactly what the people that is trusting in you to do is stand together. The church, we need each other. In this kind of time like this, we always need each other. But especially in as much as you see the day approaching, the Bible says to gather together. And, you know, right now we can't gather together in body, but we can gather together in spirit and truth. He said to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth is what he told the woman at the well. Praise God. So we're gathered together tonight right here, and as our Wi-Fi goes in and out, I hope we're not losing anybody, but we are gathered together in his name. He said that two or three gathered together in his name, he'll be there, he'll be in the midst. In whose name? Jesus. Praise God. In Jesus' name, he'd be in the midst. And so, again, we want to pray. Again, we're going to go to prayer again. I know we just opened up in prayer. We're doing things just a little bit different. But, again, we're going to go to prayer. And as you are logging in and watching this live stream, pray with us. And those at Blog Talk Radio listening across the world, we want you to also agree in prayer with us. Praise God.
Heavenly Father,
dear God,
God,
in the name of Jesus, God,
Father, here tonight,
each name, God, each prayer request, dear Lord,
Father,
that has
people.
Been turned in,
Lord,
God, we ask, Lord, that you
Father,
touch
you know
each and every
cry.
Life, each and every
you know
surgery,
need, Lord,
God, that's getting ready
that
to take place,
Father,
Lord. Everyone
Father,
that's praying that's in
Jesus,
pain, God,
Father,
those that need salvation, Lord, God, we're asking, dear Lord, that you miraculously heal, God. We can't be there with many, God, but you can go. Lord, you can go across the world. You can be everywhere at the same time, God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for that. In the name of Jesus, God, you're the same today, yesterday, and forever, God. You change not, and you're still the miracle worker, God. You're still the great physician,
Lord.
No matter what the reports say, God, we're believing in the report of the Lord. God, where we believe in your word is the great report, most of all, Lord. In the name of Jesus, there's no greater miracle given except for the salvation of man that you have given men and women the opportunity to be saved. God,
Lord,
that is the greatest
no
miracle of all.
It, Lord,
and God, we
God
receive that. We receive
God's
you as our Lord
Father,
and as our great
Lord,
physician, as our healer,
you know
God.
People,
in
God,
the name of Jesus,
their,
God, help
Lord,
the remainder of the broadcast, Lord. Open up hearts,
my,
God, and
they,
minds, God,
they
if they've received
my,
the word. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for doing it, Lord.
Strongholds on the right, Father. In Jesus'
thank
name,
you, God.
We bind the devil's works.
Glory.
In Jesus'
hallelujah,
name,
God.
We come against
in the name
every
of
affliction
Jesus,
and every
God,
attack
in
these
those that are hurting, Lord,
in their minds
and
hearts, and
them,
we plead
the
blood
lost
of Jesus,
loved ones, God.
Father of all,
in the name
Father,
of Jesus,
we bind this
God,
virus
we need healing in our land, God.
That's going through the country, we bind it
God,
in the name of Jesus, we rebuke it, God.
God, we ask
Lord,
that you reach out to families,
Lord,
God,
in the name of Jesus,
our family, their family, Lord, on Facebook, God, their family on Blog Talk Radio, touch people, God, and help them, Lord.
Lord, your minister
and
angels,
Jesus,
Father
meet
God,
the needs,
dispatch
God,
your,
in the name
your
of
angels
Jesus.
Round about them to fight
praise
the battles
God.
For, Lord,
in the name of
and
Jesus.
To push back the enemy, God, increase them.
Thank you, God.
Lord, our faith, in the
name
of
Jesus,
give power to the faint, the weak, and the weary. Bind them up, Lord, the brokenhearted, set at liberty.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, them that are bruised, that are being attacked, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you in
Jesus',
Jesus
name.
Name.
Amen. Praise you know, I was just thinking there as we're praying that the scripture says, he says, if you seek him first, and seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things would be added unto you. And the things that we need, I believe it was David that said that in all his days he's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. And, you know, that's different than wants and needs. You know, we have shelter, we have food in our cabinets. Our cabinets aren't bare, praise God. And we have a covering. You know, he's clothed us with the comforter, praise God. That the things that we need are because we've laid our treasure in heaven where the moth and the rust can't enter in and the thief can't enter and corrupt the treasure that we have laid up in heaven, praise the Lord. And so there's a big difference between wants and needs. And so seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You know, stand on the word of God. And that's what he told us. I notice every time I move my hands, the internet is going in and out. But you never know. We might just take a shout and spell. And if we do, we'll be back in a little bit. Praise God. But right now, we're going to have Rachel. She's going to come in. She's going to read the scripture. Did you get a scripture for her dad to read?
Yeah, she's got.
All right. Revelation chapter 12, verses 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their testimony. And they loved not their lives until the death.
Rachel, read that again. You kind of messed it up. Read it a little bit one more time.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God.
Amen. Rachel, give us a song.
Well,
yes.
Thank you, Lord. I'm going to step out just for a
minute. Pull your chair, Dad.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel. That was beautiful. Stay with us, honey, because we're going to need you probably to sing some more.
Love to hear her sing. That's a God-given talent, I tell you. The Lord done that. Nobody gave her any lessons. That was totally God. We're going to start in Matthew chapter 16. Let's start with verse 13. Is that what you were thinking too? Verse 13.
It don't matter.
When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that the Son of Man am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth and shall be loosed in heaven." Praise God. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus Christ. And why did he say that? Because his time wasn't yet. He come down, Jesus did. The Word took on flesh, and he came for a purpose. He came for a reason, and we know that reason. And he didn't want anyone to say anything yet, even though the disciples knew who he was, that he was sent from the Father, praise God, from the living Father, that he was the Son of the living God, praise the Lord, which was in heaven at the time. And Jesus was the Word. We know that. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God from the very beginning, praise God. And he came down as a babe in the manger for a purpose, and praise God. And we're getting ready as we look at here at today, April the 20th, what is this, April 2020. Never has there been a time, an unprecedented time as right now, praise God. And that you and I are here for a reason. And that's what we want to talk about this rock, about this church that Jesus is talking about how he was going to build his church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Praise God. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to have Clinton. First, we're going to see who this caller is. I opened up the mic. It's 770. Go ahead and come in and tell us who you are, and praise God.
Praise the Lord, Sister Green. Brother and Sister Green, this is Brother John Thomas in Georgia.
Praise the Lord. Brother John from Georgia. He's a pastor down there. Brother John, we're also on Facebook Live. So we're going to have you go ahead, and our scripture is coming out of Matthew 16, or 17, excuse me.
No, 16.
Oh, 16. I done turned my page.
16, 18.
And go ahead, Brother John, and obey the Lord.
Thank
good
you
to hear from
fine
you.
Job. I can sit on you.
So you go right ahead.
Well, we do know, as Brother Sister Green said, amen, and it is starting in the 13th verse there, that Jesus had come into the coast, amen. He had come into Caesarea and began to ask the question to his disciples, him, amen, hallelujah. He said, "Whom do men say that I am the Son of Man?" He Hallelujah. Scripture teaches, and he said, as they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. We need to know tonight that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, amen, hallelujah, amen, the Bible says which things, in verse 13 says, which things also we speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost. He had asked them a spiritual question. Scriptures teach us in John chapter 6. He said, I am the bread that cometh down from heaven. Amen. He said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and life. What he was asking them, men were saying, don't know, hallelujah, what man knoweth. The scripture teaches us in 1 Corinthians 2:11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him. Even so, the things of God. No man but the Spirit of God. So Jesus was asking concerning the Spirit of God. Amen. We know, hallelujah, amen. I believe it was in Matthew 14 and 2. He spoke of Herod the Tetrarch. Amen. He had told his own servants that this one called Jesus, he didn't know who he was, but he believed him to be the Baptist, amen. So the men, amen, declared their opinions, amen, concerning this one that they did not know. Amen, they had an opinion that he was John the Baptist. They had an opinion that he was Elijah. They had an opinion that he was Jeremiah or one of the prophets. In other words, these men only had an opinion that he was just another man. Hallelujah, amen. But it was much more, amen. He was a man, Christ Jesus. And as Brother Sister Green brought out, in the beginning, there was a glory there. In the beginning, he was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was with him in the beginning, amen, but he became flesh, and we and dwell among us, amen, and this word who became flesh and would bring them the bread of life had come, amen, but they saw him only as a prophet or another man, amen, because, amen, we speak, the Bible says we speak a mystery. Amen. But not, amen, of the wisdom of this world. They could only give an opinion as far as they knew. Amen. They had no revelation. Amen. Even as Brother Sister Green brought out, the scripture says, this is what men, amen, thought of him. This is what men thought he was. We need to know tonight, amen, in John chapter 1, when he spoke to Nathanael, amen, hallelujah. There was a declaration, amen, hallelujah. He said, thou art the Son of God, amen, hallelujah. Amen, there was a declaration when he saw Nathanael. That's what. It's a cliche. In other words, it's a place of calling out for a specific purpose. Amen. The Bible says, he said to them, say ye that I am. In other words, this is what men have said, but what do you say tonight, church? What do you say, amen, he is to you tonight? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, amen, the Son of the living God, the high priest. Nathaniel done that in John chapter 1, verse 49. We find, amen, I think it's Matthew 26 and 63, amen, where the high priest asked him, tell us plainly where thou art the Christ or the Son of God. They had no revelation, amen, of who he was and what he had done. But the Bible says that, and Jesus answered in verse 17 and said to him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Amen. And so as they come, amen, Peter, amen, had a revelation. Men said he was another man, but Peter had a revelation from the Father, the revelation of the Father tonight. Declaring to him, he said that he declares unto us tonight that the Father reveals his man can come unto the Father but by me, he says in John chapter 14. But we also know, amen, that no man comes into the Son except the Father draw him, which is the Spirit of God. Scripture says, but it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither is it into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Jesus had yet to enter into the heart of man. They only saw Jeremiah. They only saw another Elijah. They only saw another John the Baptist. Amen. It was the one thing that needed to be revealed. man, the revelation of the Father, that this thou art the Christ, thou art the anointed Messiah, thou art the anointed one, amen, the anointing shall destroy the yoke. Scripture teaches in 1 John that it need not that, amen, man teach you, but the anointing will teach you and lead you and guide you into all truth. Amen, hallelujah. But we know tonight, we say that God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. The things God has revealed unto us, his Son, he has revealed unto us his Christ. He has revealed unto us tonight his Lord. Amen. So it doesn't matter what man may say. Doesn't even matter what the disciples may say. But it's what matters tonight, amen, in this work, amen, and in this word. This is the Father's word. He said, set on your heart not what to say beforehand, amen, when they deliver up you in prison. For as Sister Green and Brother Green brought out, it was not his hour, but he said, but the Spirit, the Father, will give you the words to say in that hour. Do not premeditate. Do not preset. Don't make your message a microwave where you can sit it in there for 30 seconds and come out and speak a word coming together. But church, you need to know tonight that, amen, that there's a revelation of the Father in this hour. Amen. That he's revealing his Christ, that he's revealing his Son, and in that revelation, and I say unto thee, Peter, the Lord Jesus Christ, thou art Peter, thou art Petros, thou art a piece of the rock, amen, but upon this rock, in other words, upon the Petra, in other words, upon the massive foundation, the Bible says we are begotten again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We are the lively stones unto the cornerstone, amen. Scripture teaches, amen, he said, upon this rock I will build my church. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:10, he said, there's no other foundation that can be laid but the Lord Jesus Christ. Church tonight, he is that rock. The Scripture teaches in 1 Corinthians, amen, with the copper of the heart, and we all drank of that same rock, amen, amen, hallelujah, in the wilderness and church right there, amen, that was that church. We can have church in the wilderness, we can have church in a time of social distancing. We can have church, amen, for when they come, amen. There was a voice crying in the wilderness, make his path straight, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make a highway for our God, for every mountain, every hill shall be brought low, and every valley shall be exalted, every crooked place shall be made straight, and every rough place be made plain. He said, I'll build my church. Scripture teaches in Matthew 7:24-25, speaks about he that heareth my word and doeth them. I will liken him unto a wise man who builds his house, amen, upon the rock. Hallelujah. And when the floods come and the rains descend, amen, and the tempest wind blows, amen, hallelujah, that house will stand. But hallelujah, tonight we can have an opportunity to hear the word. These men heard the word, but they supposed that the word was some prophet, some Jeremiah, some Elijah, some John the Baptist. No, 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 no. This is God manifested in the flesh. Amen. Preach unto the Gentiles. Receive unto glory in church tonight. This is a rock that the church is being built on, that place of being called out, amen, for a purpose, amen. Now we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28, amen, and the Lord, amen, begin to build this church, this place, amen, this house, amen, calling and being separated. And we need to know tonight, amen, that the entrances and the empowerment of hell, which is, I believe in the original writing, is Hades, which means the abode of the dead, or not only the abode of the dead, but the abode of the lost souls, because this was the holy place until the ascension of Jesus Christ in a vision when he took the captivities captive. And when he ascended, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some pastors and teachers and evangelists. Perfecting of the ministry for the unification, amen. We're the coming that we all may grow up into the head, amen. This, the church is the body growing up into the head, which is Christ himself. Hallelujah. You need to know tonight, build this church upon this rock. Numbers of lost souls out prevailed. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said, and I will give. Here's some extra things that he gave. He said, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. He gave him the keys. Amen. As the gates of hell begin to open, as lost souls begin to come against this church that was built upon this on the rock, it's not going anywhere. This church was built upon a revelation, not an opinion of man, but a revelation from God the Father. Amen. Of his own Son, of his own Spirit. Hallelujah. And when he gave that, amen, he gave a blessing. And the Bible says, hallelujah, not only did he build this church, amen, but as the gates of hell shall, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Church, we need to know tonight, amen, that, amen, that the Lord Jesus Christ has given the keys to his dominion, his basileia, amen, his rule and his realm, and he's giving us his authority and dominion and power, that, amen, as the church together collectively agreeing, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst. In Matthew 18:18, where two is such in one thing on earth and agreeing, it shall be done. Amen. There's a binding and a loosening with the keys to the kingdom. Amen. And hallelujah. And whatsoever the authority of the church here is on the earth, amen, that same authority will reach it up into the heavens. Amen. And whatsoever is done here on the earth will be done because of the Lord Jesus Christ. That rock has given us the keys. Amen. To the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And it's come from heaven to earth. Even as, amen, Jacob flattered in Genesis. Amen. And even as the Son of Man, for angels will descend and ascend on the Son of Man in John chapter 1, verse 51. Tonight, church, we've got the keys. He got the keys to death and hell in Revelation chapter 1. We have the keys only as believers, amen, and only if we have the revelation that he is the Christ and the Son. Tonight, you can't think he's just another man, another prophet, another thing, amen, another whim, a wind of doctrine. But church, tonight, he is the empowerment, he is the embodiment, he is the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, amen, hallelujah. He's all in all, that we may be all in all, as he puts in there. And I'm going to turn it back to Brother and Sister Green, amen, that he said that he put all his enemies underneath his feet. At the end, he shall deliver up the kingdom to his Father, and everything else shall be under his feet. Church, tonight, get the revelation, get the keys, and get the blessing in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Brother and Sister Green.
Praise God, Brother John. It was good to hear you there, and good to be back on Blog Talk Radio, and you join in there anytime that you want to. Thursday nights, I guess, we're going to try to do this, and you're sounding real good there.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to come on, be with you. We've been missing you and being able to minister with you, and I really enjoy it tonight.
Praise God. Amen. So if you're just now tuning in, on Blog Talk Radio, we want you to call in, or you can live Facebook, can call in also if you have a prayer request and you want to turn in a prayer request or even a testimony. If you're a preacher, praise God, and you want to help us here, we're coming out of Matthew, was it 16? Praise God.
18.
Call in at 516-590-0365. Praise the Lord, and just be in there with us, agree with us in prayer, and praise God. I enjoyed that, Brother John. That's encouraging. Hallelujah. And we're going to go ahead and let Brother Green, he's going to obey God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. And I enjoyed that message. Praise God. I enjoy all God's people when they preach the word of God. And it's a blessing to me to hear them preach. Praise God. Going back to the scripture here in the 18th verse, praise the Lord. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I was thinking, you know, there's been a warfare going on ever since Jesus came down from heaven and walked among men, and he built his church, praise God. Like Brother John said, it was built upon the rock of ages, and Jesus is that rock. He's that chief cornerstone, and all the building is upon him, praise God. And The Bible said that his name would be called Wonderful, the Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and also that the government would be upon his shoulders. And, you know, there's a warfare going on. I was thinking, you know, when you first came into this salvation, praise God, you first came in, you realized it wasn't too long after you got in this army of the Lord that you found out that we're in a warfare. You found out that the world didn't too much like you, praise God. The world didn't like him, and it won't like us, praise the Lord. I got a few scriptures here tonight. I was talking about getting in this warfare. You know, we got in it. We're putting our armor on, praise the Lord. If we don't go out to fight the devil with our armor on, we're not going to make it. We have to have the whole armor of God that we might be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. Praise God. So there is a battle going on. If you haven't noticed that there's a battle, then there's something wrong with your vision, praise the Lord. You can look on the TV and you can see where that they're coming against the church. They're attacking the church in this hour which we're living in. And I'm not just talking about here where we're going through this here COVID-19, whatever it's called, this here virus. I'm not just talking about that, how that the church cannot assemble in, up here in Ohio. The church cannot assemble in the house of God. They had to set out in their cars, just like a drive-in theater or something, and hear the word of God that way. But that's not really what the Lord wanted us to do. He said to come together in his name, and he said, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And he said, lo, I'm with you always. I'm not just with you when everything's going good, but I am with you when things are going bad, praise God. He said he's a very present help in the time of trouble. He's a refuge in the time of the storm. He's a rock in a weary land, praise God. He takes care of us. He said, cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And he is no respecter of person. The Bible said, in every nation, he that feareth God and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. And he is the end of righteousness to them that believe. The Bible said that they stumbled at that stumbling stone, which was Christ. Praise God. He was talking about the Jewish nation, how that they had stumbled at that stumbling stone. Praise God. And Moses, he had his laws and the things that he'd done. But the Bible said that the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. And once he came, I believe it's in the book of Jeremiah, I believe that's where it's at, or Ezekiel, he said, I'll make another covenant with the house of Israel. Praise God. He's made a new covenant. Brother John talked about the bread of life, and he is. Jesus said, I am that bread of life, that a man may eat thereof and never die. And he was the one that gave his life a ransom on the cross for our sins. Praise the Lord. And he came down here, and for some reason, they didn't like him. He said, they hated me without a cause. So the warfare was going on. Soon as Jesus showed up and the religious people came up to meet him, the organized church of that day, they began to fight against Christ. They began to say, this is not him. This man is a phony. This man is not who he says he is. But we examine the scriptures tonight and look into the word of God, we find out that he was exactly who he said he was. He was the Christ, the one that Peter said, that you're him. And John said, he sent two disciples. He said, go and see. John was put in prison. He said, go and see if this is the Christ, or do we look for another? They came back and said, the blind see, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, the lame walk, and the dead are raised. And John He knew that this was the very Christ. This was him that he had preached about when he came out of the wilderness and was crying out and saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight. We're the church today that's crying out and telling the world today to make your path straight, to get your house in order. Praise God, for Christ will come again. Praise God. And if you're right in your heart, if you have Christ on the inside, you're going to be caught up to meet him in the air. Praise God. So John was satisfied that they had brought back a message that the dead was raised and the lame could walk. Praise God, and the deaf could hear. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8, the Bible tells us, he said not to be carried about with divers doctrines of men. Praise God, because in the last days they would lie in wait to deceive. And they'll try to turn you from the truth. They'll try to preach stuff. And also they try build them a new Tower of Babel. They're building books and stacking one on top of the other. They're calling them Bibles. Praise God. But we've got the Word of God. It's the King James Bible written in English language. And that's all we need. Praise God. It's that Word of God. Now, I can't tell what time it is right now, but I'm thankful for this broadcast, thankful for Brother John coming on. And the Bible tells us here, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. So the kingdom of heaven began to suffer violence. They put John into prison. And praise God, they got John cut off his head. They was tired of hearing the message that John preached. But I tell you what, he said, there's one coming after me mightier than I. And he said, I'm not worthy to stoop down and unloose his shoes. He is greater than I. Praise God. He said, I must decrease, but he must increase. Praise God. So we've got to let Jesus have his way in our life. We must decrease and get out of the way and let Christ take over our life and write his word upon our heart and upon our mind. And then when we stand out there on the street corner or wherever we might be, and God move upon us to preach the gospel, we'll have a message that'll get the attention of people. We can't just go out and tell them they're going to hell and have no scripture to back us. We've got to tell them the truth of the gospel. I was thinking how Jesus said they hated me without a cause. He said that you'll be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Praise the Lord. I think that's found in Matthew 24:9. I'll try to turn over there just a minute and read that. In the 24th chapter of Matthew, Jesus was giving a message to the disciples on the things that was going to happen in the last days. And he said there was going to be wars and rumors of wars. But he said one thing, they're going to hate you. He said in the verse 9, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Praise the Lord. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. So we're living in the end time. He said they would hate you of all nations. He said they would deliver you up to be afflicted, and they shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. I wonder if we're living in that day. I wonder if it's right now that we're being hated of all nations because we proclaim the settled year of the Lord. We preach the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, and we preach that he's coming again, and we preach that there's a heaven and there's a hell, and people have got so wicked they don't want to hear nothing about that place called hell, but Jesus spoke about it more than he did about heaven, and he was trying to warn people to get your house in order and get your heart right with God. But they said, we won't have this man rule over us. And they kicked him out of the vineyard. They killed him. The religious folk done that to him. Praise God. There's coming a religious order on this world at the end time. And they're going to be a false religion. And they're going to sweep many thousands and millions of people into it in the time of the end. You better find you a Bible, find you an altar, and find you a place to pray, because it's coming. The end of time is coming upon us, and the mark of the beast will someday be here. When, we don't know, but it's coming, praise God, just like the Bible said. It's coming just right down the road, just like the Bible said, step by step, page by page. As you turn the pages of the Bible, you begin to get the revelation of Jesus Christ, how that he will come again in the last days and receive us unto himself, and that there will be a great falling away, and many shall depart from the faith. We're in a warfare, my friend, and it's a fight between the good and evil, and it's a deadly warfare, and you better have your armor on. You better get your heart right with God, and you better turn to him with all your heart. And seek him while he may be found. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to turn it back over to Joanna. I think I said enough right now. Praise the Lord that we know that Jesus is coming again. And we're ready to meet him. Praise the Lord. If the Lord should come, we believe we have ourselves ready. That we have got our house in order. And we thank God for Rachel. She's serving God, and the Spirit of God is moving upon her. She woke up the other night praying and weeping and praying for an hour or two, and somebody called her and said, and I won't say no names or nothing, but said, I was impressed of the Lord to call you. And that girl called, I guess it was a girl, whoever it was, called her, and Rachel was there on her bed with tears streaming down her face. And that girl was praying and crying, and she said, the Lord had laid you on my heart. I laid you and your family upon my heart. I tell you, we're in a warfare, and I tell you, we're fighting against the wicked enemy, and we had better have our house in order. Praise the Lord. And it's good to be with you. I'll turn it back here to Joanna.
Praise God. The Lord will give us dreams. He'll give us visions. He'll warn us, praise the Lord. He'll warn us in his word, and we must take heed. We must, the President of the United States, he said that, again, the word unprecedented time is here, and like never before, praise God. And he said, this is what he, President Trump's words were, and the cabinets were bare. Are your cabinets bare? Praise God. Are they bare? Is there a famine in your house for the word of God? If there is, get your Bible back out and wipe the dust off of it and start reading. Praise God. And get your cabinets full, that when they have, when your family asks, what do we do, that you'll have something to say, that you'll give have something to give them. Praise the Lord, from your cabinet, from this house. Praise the Lord. Like Brother Green said, to write his word on the table of your heart. Get the word out and put it in your mind and in your spirit. Praise God. We used to use cassette tape, and we'd have the Bible on cassette, but now we could go on the internet, and you could go to BibleGateway.com, KJV, and you could actually listen to your computer or your phone while you're lying in your bed trying to go to sleep. Somebody asked on Facebook not too long ago, said they have trouble with insomnia. Said, what do I do? Well, I sure am not a doctor, but I know the great physician. With me not being the doctor, I said, get out your Bible and start reading, and you'll fall asleep real quick. Because how many know that the devil does not like you to be full of God's wisdom and his word, and he doesn't want you to know the things of God. The mysteries of God will be revealed to us. The Bible says that. Praise the Lord. So at this time, we're going to have Rachel. She's going to come and give us another song. And we just thank Brother John Samples from Georgia. He's a pastor there, and he joined us tonight. He has hung his phone up, so he's not with us right now, but we just thank the Lord for him. We notice every time we move our hands or something, it's almost like we don't have cable television, but when we try to watch the news or MeTV with Andy Griffith, if we get up and move around the room, the antenna acts up and the TV gets, the broadcasting gets interrupted. So as we move around our room here in our house, we notice that the Wi-Fi keeps going in and out. So we hope that it's not breaking up, but we will try to do better. Praise God. So here's Rachel. Thank you all for listening.
Like, this is going in and out. I had to get where the... I forgot the cords and everything.